Honour, son, you, lord of lords, Aegisthus died the death that he deserved. May death like his strike all who ape his sins, but brave Odysseus' fate does break my heart. Long since, in misery he suffers, far from friends, upon an island in the deep, a site just at the navel of the sea. And there, upon that island rich in trees, a goddess has her home, the fair-haired daughter of Atlas the Malevolent, who knows the depths of every sea, for he controls the giant column holding earth and sky apart. Calypso, Atlas' daughter, keeps the sad Odysseus there, although he weeps. Her words are fond and fragrant, sweet and soft. So she would honey him to cast far off his Ithaca, but he would rather die than live the life of one denied the sight of smoke that rises from his homeland's hearths. Are you, Olympus lord, not moved by this? Was not Odysseus your favourite, when, on the spacious plain of Troy, beside the Argive ships, he sacrificed to you? What turned your fondness into malice, Zeus? Zeus, shepherd of the clouds, replied, My daughter, how can the barrier of your teeth permit such speech to cross